and uses ingredients grown by Haitian farmers. But grid electricity does not reach the factory, so it's long been powered by diesel generators, and in the past, fuel supply shortages have forced production to slow or stop. But no longer. The factory recently installed solar panels and battery storage that will supply most of the energy the factory needs. Jeff Klopfenstein, president of the board of Meds and Food for Kids, managed the project.
By producing electricity from the solar power, which is abundantly available in Haiti, we can run our factory more reliably and efficiently. That means we can treat more kids and save more lives in Haiti.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Peter Jones, and you are indeed listening to Tell Us a Tale, where Jen Hoffman and I are going to share a couple of our favorite Native American tales involving the mighty bear, starting with one from the Ute tribe, which you would find somewhere in the Colorado area these days. And the name of the tale is Bear Dream. It is written by Will Hobbs, and that's published by Athenaeum. It was springtime in the mountains, but the great bear was still sleeping. Long after all the other bears had left their dens, he was still dreaming. In the bear's dream, it was springtime, and he was fishing in a stream that flowed out of a crystal blue lake. He was catching the trout with his quick paws. The great bear did not know that he was dreaming. He thought that he was awake, but he was still sleeping. Every day the sun rode higher into the sky, but still the great bear did not wake up. He dreamed he was playing on the snowbank, sliding down over and over onto the green grass. He dreamed he was eating wildflowers, and they tasted sweet. In the village below the mountains, a girl everyone called Shorttail was asking around about the great bear.
Has anyone seen the one going around in the woods? Where is old Honeypaws? Do you know? Where's Grandfather?
The people began to worry that the Great One did not survive the winter. Shorttail decided to go up on the mountain to have a look around. The people saw her leave on 2 feet, but soon she was climbing the mountain on all fours, just like a bear. High on the mountain, Shorttail became very tired. She stopped to rest and fell into a dream. In her dream, she was kneeling by the entrance of the Great Bear's den. She could hear the Great Bear snoring.
Wake up, Grandfather. You should have been up a long time ago. You'll starve to death. Wake up, Great One. Big Tracks, wake up. Wake up, Grandfather.
Well, this time the Great Bear came growling out of the den, bristling and terrible, and knocked the girl down.
You woke me up.
I thought you might need some help. It's spring. It's time for you to come out. Look at all the wildflowers. They're already blooming. Everyone in the village was afraid something had happened to you, Grandfather.
The Great Bear sat down on his haunches and thought about how respectful this girl was. If the girl had not come, he would still be asleep. This girl had come to help him.
So all this time I've been asleep. Now I've got to hurry. I'll miss it. I might already have missed it.
Missed what, I wonder?
Quick, climb onto my back. For your kindness, I will show you a secret.
Shorttail clung tight as the Great Bear loped through the mountain meadows. The sky was turning dark with night and storm. Into the trees, the bear glided quick as a shadow. The moon was rising as Shorttail glimpsed the clearing ahead, where all the bears were dancing. The bears were dancing in two lines that faced each other, dancing forward and back, as thunder rolled and rumbled through the mountains.
Shorttail, dance with us. Dance with us to celebrate the end of winter.
Along with the bears, to the rhythm of the thunder, Shorttail danced, forward and back, forward and back. The bears and the girl danced until the storm had passed and the thunder ceased. Then the bears got down on all four legs and went their separate ways into the woods.
Go back and tell the people. Show them how to do the bear's dance.
When the girl woke, it was night. She was high on the mountain and she was all alone. The moon lit her way back down to the village. When she returned, all the people gathered round and listened as she told her dream. And they said she had dreamed a great dream. Then the people began the first bear dance, as the bear had taught them through the dream. 6 men sat round a big drum, making the thunder as the lines of dancers, the men and the women, faced each other and danced forward and back, celebrating the end of winter and the awakening of the bears. Shorttail was pleased to see all the people dancing. Someone else was pleased, too. Standing on 2 legs just back in the trees was the great bear of her dream, watching. It was only for a moment that Shorttail saw him. As her eyes met the eyes of the bear, the great one seemed to nod his head, then returned to all fours and disappeared into the woods.
Thank you.
background of Bear Dream was music off R. Carlos Nakai's album, Desert Dance. Well, I have to admit that there are times when I wouldn't mind hibernating like the great bear in Bear Dream, especially during the cold months of winter. So I thought that we would listen to a tune off John McCutcheon's album Winter Songs called Hibernation.
January so hard, staring at 6 months of school. No vacation till June, seems to me that's awfully cruel. This year I'm trying something new, cause I can't spend my whole life wasting away at school. I learned it in biology, it's just good psychology. I'll do it like the animals do. Hibernation, just close your eyes and dream. It's a 3 month vacation, it's simple as it seems. Hibernation, just stay in bed all day. It's natural education, I'm just sleeping the winter away. A growing kid needs rest, it's just a natural thing. I'll cuddle up in bed. Do get up and get a bite to eat, roll over and go back to sleep. One thing that you cannot overdo is hibernation. It's perfect, don't you see? No more mass frustration, your day's completely free. Hibernation, just stay in bed all day. It's a natural education, I'm just sleeping. After all, now you may shake your head,
you may shake your head,
you may scoff and scold, but just think back a little bit,
just remember when,
to when you're 9 years old, how much that you knew then, and all that you've forgotten since you can't remember when. Except us knows what to do. Hibernation, just stay in bed all day. It's a natural education, I'm just sleeping the winter away. Hibernation,
hibernation,
hibernation.
The trunk of a tree.
For our next Native American tale involving a bear, Jen and I are going to tell you one from Joseph and James Bruchot called How Chipmunk Got His Stripes. And that's published by Dial Books for Young Readers.
One autumn day long ago, Bear was out walking, and as he walked, he began to brag.
I am Bear. I am the biggest of all the animals. Yes, I am. I am Bear. I am the strongest of all the animals. Yes, I am. I am Bear. I am the loudest of all the animals. Yes, I am. I am Bear. I am Bear. I can do anything. Yes, I can.
Excuse me. Can you really do anything?
Oh, it's just you, little brown squirrel.
Well, yes, can you? Can you course. Really? You can? You can really do anything?
Of course, I'm Bear. I can do anything. Yes, I can.
Well, can you tell the sun not to rise tomorrow, Bear?
I've never tried that before, but I am Bear. I can do that. Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bear turned west to face the sun. It was the time when the sun always goes down. Bear stood up to his full height and spoke in a loud voice.
Sun, do not come up tomorrow.
At his words, the sun began to disappear behind the hills.
You see, sun is afraid of me. He is running away.
But will the sun come up tomorrow?
No, the sun will not come up.
Then Bear turned to face east, the direction where the sun always used to come up. He sat down. Little brown squirrel sat down beside him. And all that night they did not sleep. All that night, Bear kept saying these words.
The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up.
But as the night went on, Little Brown Squirrel began to say something too. He said these words.
The sun is going to rise. Ooh. The sun is going to rise. Ooh.
All through the night they sat there, one by one. Other animals gathered around them. Fox and wolf, deer and moose, rabbit and porcupine, hawk and owl, otter and beaver, frog and turtle, and even the little mice came. They wanted to see who would be right, Bear or brown squirrel. This is what the other animals heard.
The sun will not come up.
The sun is going to rise. Ooh.
The sun will not come up.
The sun is going to rise. Ooh.
Finally, it was just before dawn, the time when the sun always used to come up.
Look, a little bit of red is starting to show.
I believe the sun will rise today.
The sun will not come up.
The sun is going to rise. Ooh.
And the sun came up. The birds sang their welcoming songs, and the bright light of the new day spread over the land, and everybody was happy, except for one animal. And that animal was Bear. He sat there with his head down and a grumpy look on his face. But the happiest animal of all was Little Brown Squirrel.
The sun came up, the sun came up, the sun came up, the sun came up.
And Little Brown Squirrel was so happy he forgot what his wise old grandmother had told him when he was very young.
Brown squirrel, it is good to be right about something, but when someone else is wrong, it is not a good idea to tease him.
Now Little Brown Squirrel began to tease Bear.
Bear is foolish, the sun came up. Bear is silly, the sun came up. Bear is stupid, the sun... Oh!
Bear's big paw came down on Little Brown Squirrel, pinning him to the ground. Bear leaned over and opened his huge mouth.
Yes, the sun did come up. Yes, I do look foolish. But you will not live to see another sunrise. You will not ever tease anyone again. Because I, Bear, am going to eat you.
Brown Squirrel thought fast.
You are right to eat me. I was wrong to tease you. I would like to say I'm sorry before you eat me, but you are pressing down on me so hard that I cannot say anything. I cannot say anything at all. I cannot even breathe. If you would lift up your paw just a little bit, then I could take a deep breath and apologize before you eat me.
That is a good idea. I would like to hear you apologize before I eat you.
So Bear lifted up his paw, but instead of apologizing, Brown Squirrel ran.
Hey.
He ran as fast as he could toward the pile of stones where he had his home. He had a tunnel under those stones and a nice, warm, brown, deep underground burrow. Little Brown Squirrel's grandmother stood there in the door waiting for him.
Hurry, Brown Squirrel, hurry, hurry!
Little Brown Squirrel dove for the door to his home, but Bear was faster than he looked. He grabbed for Little Brown Squirrel with his big paw. Bear's long, sharp claw scratched Brown Squirrel's back from the top of his head to the tip of his tail.
Let me go! Let me go! Let me go!
And Brown Squirrel got away. Well, deep down in his burrow, where Bear couldn't get him, Brown Squirrel curled up next to his grandmother and slept all winter while those scratches on his back healed. When spring came again, Little Brown Squirrel came out of his hole and looked at himself. There were long, pale stripes all the way down his back where Bear had scratched him, and he was Brown Squirrel no longer. He was now Chipmunk, the striped one. And that is how Chipmunk got his stripes. Well, ever since then, Chipmunk has been the first animal to get up every morning, and as the sun rises, he scoots to the top of the tallest tree to sing his song.
The sun came up, 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 the sun came up.
And ever since then, Bear has been the last animal to get up. He doesn't like to hear Chipmunk's song. It reminds him, as it reminds us all, that no one, not even Bear, can do everything.
Man gave names to all the animals in the beginning, in the beginning. Man gave names to all the animals in the beginning, a long time ago.
a column of sheep. Saw an animal as smooth as glass, slithering his way on through the grass. Some disappear by a tree near a lake. Ah, I think a column of steak.
Putumayo Kids Presents album, Sing Along with Putumayo. That was Tim O'Brien singing Man Gave Names to All the Animals. And in the background of the story was music off R. Carlos Nakai's album, Desert Dance. Well, to close out this edition of Tell Us a Tale, we're going to listen to our friends Jan Smith, Jeff Oglesing, Tom Prout, and Fred Boyce do their rendition of Old Slewfoot. So we will see you again soon, right here on Tell Us a Tale.